Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of the Kringle Talks Christmas podcast with me, your host, Chris Kringle. I'm glad you could join me. Very, very glad you could join me. Hope you're well. If you're new to the podcast, please don't forget to share with your friends. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts if you can. And also follow me on Twitter. It's at Christmas Talks, K-R-I-S-T-M-A-S Talks. Today's episode is going to be about an English tradition, called the Wassail Bowl, which is spelled W-A-S-S-A-I-L. Probably more than likely from the old Norse Vassail. Yeah. But we're going to go straight into it because I thought, you know, leading up to the Christmas period, nice drinks, citrusy fruits, cinnamon sticks, etc., etc., etc. Let's get straight into it. Now, the Wassail is a beverage made from hot mulled cider and spices, drunk traditionally as an integral part of wassailing, an English Yuletide drinking ritual and salutation, either involved in door-to-door charity giving or used to ensure a good cider apple harvest the following year. Now, the etymology of it. So, according to the Oxford English Dictionary, the word Wassail originates as a borrowing from the Old Norse salutation, Vesheil, corresponding to Old English, literally meaning to be in good health or be fortunate. It was initially used in the sense of hail or farewell, without any drinking connotation. The English interjection, hail, is a cognate of the etymon of the second part, Wassail, and was probably influenced by the Old English phrase. The expression later became part of the drinking formula, Wassail, drink hail, which the OED suggests initially arose in England amongst the Anglo-Danes, and therefore spread to the native population, being considered a specifically Anglo-Saxon characteristic by the 12th century. The earliest record of around 1140 in Geoffrey of Monmouth's telling of the Rowena story, which was Wassail, drink hail, or in a variant reading, Wassail. Later Middle English manuscripts have a variety of spellings, including Wassail, and so on and so forth. There are so many variations, and I should have probably read that before I decided to start going onto it. The second expression, drink hail, may derive either from the Old Norse or Old English, again with a variety of spellings, including drinkle, drinchen hail, oh goodness, and even more variations. The earliest example of the drinking phrase in a specifically English context comes from a manuscript of 1275, preserving a 12th century text which has Old English. By circa 1300, the sense had extended from a toast to the drink itself, especially to the spiced ale used in Twelfth Night and Christmas Eve celebrations, and by 1598, it was being applied to the custom of drinking healths on those nights. Shakespeare's 1603 use of Keep Wassail in Hamlet, the first verse, was the first record of the term's use of a more general sense of carousal or reveling. I'm so sorry, I really should have thought this through a bit more. It also was used in I think it was 1978 Christmas special with Frank Sinatra and Bing Crosby, where Bing says to Frank as they walk over to this Wassail bowl, he goes, "What's going over the tub here? Are we going to bob for apples?" And then I'll let Frank take it away.
"What's going on in the tub here? We're gonna bob for apples?"
"Oh, no. This is a Christmas bowl, not Halloween. It's an old English Wassail bowl."
"Oh. I'd ought to bring up the volume a little."
"You will sing like a bird."
"I hold the holly, the life most jolly."
"You know that this recipe's hundreds of years old?"
"Is that so? Well, I toast the long line of tipplers who have perpetuated such a noble tradition."
"I'm fond of drinkers myself. Oh, they had a wonderful time in merry old England."
"Didn't they, though?
You ever wish that you'd been around in those days?"
"Yes, maybe for just one festive evening."
"That's about all it would last, by the way."
The beverage itself, Wassail, is a hot mulled punch often associated with Yuletide, often drunk from a Wassail bowl. The earliest version were warmed mead into which roasted crab apples were dropped and burst to create a drink called Lamb's Wool, drunk on Lammas Day, still known in Shakespeare's time. Later, the drink evolved to become a malt cider made with sugar, cinnamon, ginger, and nutmeg, topped with slices of toast as sops, and drunk from a large communal bowl. Modern recipes begin with a base of wine, fruit juice, or mulled ale, sometimes with brandy or sherry added. Apples or oranges are often added to the mix, and some recipes also call for beaten eggs to be tempered into the drink. Great bowls turned from the wood poetry, pottery, or tin, often had many handles for shared drink and highly decorated lids. Antique examples can be found in traditional pubs. Hence the first stanza of the traditional carol, Gloucestershire Wassail, variations of which were known to have been sung as far back as the 1700s and possibly earlier. I'm not going to sing it, but I will tell it. Wassail, wassail, all over the town, our toast it is white and our ale it is brown. Our bowl it is made of the white maple tree, with the wassail in bowl, we'll drink unto thee. Popular culture, modern folk, modern music, British folk rock band Steel Eye Span opened their third album, Ten Man Mop, or Mr. Reservoir, Butler Rides Again in 1971 with an extended minor key version of Gower Wassail. Tim Hart singing the traditional verses and the others joining the chorus. The British rock band Blur released a song titled The Wassailing Song, with which each member taking a verse. The release was limited to 500 7-inch pressings, which were given out at a concert in 1992. The version of the Wassailing Song performed by Blur was later adapted to a recording by the Grizzly Folk, who have stated that the arrangement bears a close resemblance to the Gloucestershire Wassail. In her song, O England My Lionheart, on the 1978 album Lionheart, Kate Bush sings, "Give me one wish and I'd be wassailing into the accord, my English rose." There are various different, very varied songs in which they are sung. And it's just a very, very old English tradition, I suppose. It's an old English way of life. I've never been present in one of these, if I'm honest, or actually drank from a wassail bowl myself, but it's always intrigued me just to be around one. I suppose what you would call nowadays mulled wine would have been what wassailing was, or a wassail bowl was, but you tend to get them now mainly in sort of big teapots, or you know, metal pots where they just make it and brew it and then just deal it out at German Christmas markets, which I will go into at a later episode. Well, that wraps up the episode, and I do hope you've enjoyed the episode, and I hope it can bring you some joy to know that we in England do actually have relatively decent Christmas traditions. Until next time, guys, once again, if you're new to the channel, please do, you know, like the podcast, please share the podcast with your friends, introduce them, share it on Apple Music, review on Apple Music even, and also follow me on Twitter if you can. It's at Christmas Talks, KRISTMAS Talks, and I will see you down the road in the next episode at some point. Take care, goodbye.